AircheckDownloads.com. Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Casey's Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and I'm all set to count down the 40 most popular songs in the USA. Our rankings come from the official survey of radio stations from coast to coast conducted by Radio and Records, the industry's newspaper. Well, this week we have six new songs in the countdown, two of them by female acts. And that means, again this week, 14 of the top 40 hits in the survey are by women doing it for themselves. But before we begin the countdown, let's take a peek at the songs that topped the chart last week. At number three, Rod Stewart's My Heart Can't Tell You No. At number two was Roxette with The Look. And at number one last week, The Bangles with a song inspired by the eternal flame that burns for Elvis Presley at Graceland. A song called Eternal Flame.
Close your eyes.
Last week's number one song in the USA. Will the Bangles and Eternal Flame continue to burn like a beacon at the summit this week? Or will it be blown out by a new number one hit? Only one way to find out. Let the countdown begin.
Number 40.
The first of our six debuts this week is by yet another talented teenager, 18-year-old singer, songwriter, and keyboardist from New Jersey named Tommy Page. Here's his first top 40 hit, A Shoulder to Cry On. 18-year-old Tommy Page making his top 40 debut with a song he wrote himself, A Shoulder to Cry On. Coming up on Casey's Top 40, we'll celebrate the 25th anniversary of the most remarkable achievement in chart history.
Casey's Top 40.
Casey Kasem, and we're on our way to the number one song in the USA. Our second debut this week comes into the survey at number 39. It's by British singer and keyboardist Howard Jones, who's best known for his elaborate one-man stage show. Here he is, back in the top 40 for the seventh time with his latest, Everlasting Love. Number 39, that's the multi-talented Howard Jones on Casey's Top 40 with the second of this week's six new hits, Everlasting Love. We're counting down the 40 biggest hits in the USA, but right now, we're up to our celebration of the 25th anniversary of the most remarkable achievement in chart history. It was the week that one act held down the top five positions on the chart. The week of April 4th, 1964. The song at number five, 25 years ago, was Please Please Me. The song at number four was I Want to Hold Your Hand. The song at number three, She Loves You. The song at number two, Twist and Shout. And the number one song that historic week 25 years ago was Can't Buy Me Love. One band with the top five singles in the same week, released on four different labels. But that's not all. The same act actually had a total of 12 songs on the chart during that first week of April 1964, a fact that gives you some idea of how completely the legendary Beatles dominated the charts 25 years ago this week. And that's our report on the most remarkable achievement in chart history. One band holding down the top five positions on the pop singles chart in the same week. Now, on with the countdown.
Number 38.
Our third debut is a remake of a song that was a hit 24 years ago for a trio of women called the Dixie Cups. Now, it's the very first top 40 hit for seven women from England who are known as the Bell Stars. Here they are with Ico Ico. That's the Bell Stars with a song from the soundtrack of Rain Man. At number 38, that's Ico Ico, the third of this week's six debuts. And six new hits mean that six old ones have to fall out. The droppers are The Love in Your Eyes, Surrender to Me, Crying, She Won't Talk to Me, The Lover in Me, and Feel So Good, as the countdown rocks on.
Casey's Top 40.
AircheckDownloads.com.